This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue our study of Mark 5, think of some questions you might have based on the events described there. A major question that came to my mind was, why did Jesus tell one to go and tell what he had experienced, and then told another not to tell anyone? You might not find an answer, but writing down such questions will help you think through the issues and remember what you have studied. At some future time, the answer might come from some other passage of Scripture. Another good discipline is to think of some cross-references that might clarify what is said in this passage. The cross-reference to the section on the demon-possessed man would be in 1 John 5:19, where it says, "The whole world is under the control of the evil one." Contrast the death of Jairus' daughter and her physical resurrection to what is described in Ephesians 2, 1-10. This reference is also applicable to the miracle of Jesus healing the woman. "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." These cross-references help us see ourselves in similar needs. We are impacted by the evil one. We are spiritually dead and can't help ourselves. We need to realize only Jesus can deliver us. The key is for us to believe. Jesus initiated the demoniac's deliverance, but once delivered, he by faith obeyed Jesus. Jairus took initiative by faith when he asked for Jesus' help. The woman with the incurable illness took the faith initiative by touching Jesus' garment. All of us are sinners and in need of Jesus' forgiveness and deliverance. Come to him and follow him by faith. Don't be afraid, just believe.